WA2AXZ, I am listening.
Good evening. KF2WR.
Hey, Andy, how you doing there?
Good, Bobby, good. I broke every rule in the book. I cleaned the shack.
Are you a surprise? Thanks for work.
Yeah, let's hope they keep working for the remainder of the evening. That was a test.
You never know, you never know. Waiting, I'm looking here, and thanks to the puppy. The puppy made a big decision for me. Get new rugs up in the shack and in the living room, but the little guy came along. He sort of told me, oh, you're going to wait for a while.
Yeah, that house training is going to take a little while, that's for sure. Not forever, but good move. Don't get the new ones now. I came home tonight and found a throw pillow. One of the wife's throw pillows from the couch. Stuffing was everywhere. Under the couch, under the chairs, through the dining room. I mean, she must have had a ball with this thing for like an hour. But you know, you come home and it's just that guilt face. The thing's all guilty and shaken.
Get that innocent little look on its face. I didn't do anything. No, it wasn't me. It was someone else. Well, all I know is that we had the pup on 53rd Street all day, and I can tell you, between Leland and Yvette and the rest of the gang, right now, I'm up here, and the dog is dead asleep in his little crate. There's one little thing out. KKF2WR, you got WA2AXZ.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome everybody to the K2IRT radio net. Held here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. Just a general chat. Anything on the table is fair game. You got Bob out here, LOBWA2AXZ, Andy KF2WR in New Jersey. Do we have anyone else that wants to be part of the group tonight? Come on in.
WB2YZX.
Why
is it?
How you
doing? Okay. Copyable tonight. They just tuned in and you were speaking about them. Or her.
Yeah, we have something new to talk about every night now, thanks to the little puppy dog there. Topic of conversation for times to come. Last weekend he was sleeping on the table here when I was on. But today, since he had such a big day, must forgive me for you, because I had a big day right along with him. I think I'm going to go crawl in the cage and snuggle up alongside. WB2YZX, you got the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. And as I said, I hope you can copy me. I know we had a little trouble last week. And is Taylor a female doggy?
Just didn't get
your last part. What'd you say? Male or female, and how old?
Little guy is a basset hound. He's 10 weeks old. Well, he's 11 weeks old now. A week has gone by. Yeah. Got long floppy ears. As we were joking about it today, the back legs run faster than the front legs, so when he really takes off, he just falls over on his ears.
And it's not fair to store, but I just imagine what's included.
As much as possible, and I got home a little late tonight. I got home about 7 o'clock, so I took him out, took him for a little walk, and just took the walk, and I let him come in, and he crashed, so I gave him dinner, downstairs. There's a good possibility that the little guy will probably wake up about 2 or 3 o'clock the way he always does, and he wants to come up by me. So I put him at the foot of the bed. He goes to sleep there, and he's more content than anyone else. And let's see if we have... Right, this is the K2 IRT radio group. Looking for checking.
Here is WB2PQR.
WB2PQR. All righty. Hey. You and the family, a happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, very good. Happy Hanukkah. And I'm going to wait for the Merry Christmas because we got a couple of days for that. But I will wish everybody their holidays, whatever they have, including Festivus. So go ahead, pick it up, and I don't know, you take the check-ins, I'll wait for my turn, see what goes on.
All right, Abe, hold on 1 second, we'll see if anyone else wants to check in. This is the K2 IRT group, come on in.
Quiet tonight, Abe. So how's you been? What's been going on your side of the world?
Not so much. I started getting involved in a stupid bathroom rehab and took the old sink out. Then I had to take the valves out because they were leaking, and then that wasn't good enough. Then I had to start painting the walls, and then I had to start painting the shower. And then another interesting thing happened. I put all the plumbing back together again. I don't like what they're using for the water, so I put a ball valve, half-inch ball valve in its place. I like ball valves rather than the other gate valves that they're using. And had a reducer, and no matter what I did, the sucker was leaking. And I went through everything, and as it ended up, not to make a long story short, I used a street L, and the Chinese street L's were not, the threads were not long enough. So it wasn't making a good contact, and no matter what I did, no matter what I put in, it would leak. I changed it, put a reducer in, and I was in business.
My God.
Oh, yeah, that is... It's interesting for me because I was giving the dog a little bath. Last Thursday, we had our little retirement party at the control center. And the gang presented me with a 10-week-old Basset Hound puppy. So I took the Basset Hound home and given him a good home. This is my third Basset Hound now in my life. So we started playing around with him. And the other day I decided, well, let's get the puppy shampoo and let's give him his first bath, clean off nice. So, seeing that he's a tiny little puppy right now, rather than putting him in the big bathtub and scaring him, I put him in the sink, nice warm water, and he was very, very happy. Well, almost happy. So 5 seconds after we turned the water on, his ears drooped, his eyes drooped, and he gave me a look like, oh, come on, what did I do wrong? You don't have to do this now. But I gave him a good sudsing, cleaned them all up, and then he looked at me again, and I thought he was smiling at me like, I'm going to get you too. With that, I pulled the stopper out of the sink. The pipe, the drain pipe at the bottom of the sink separated, and 5 gallons of water flooded the kitchen. So, and you know what I'll be doing this weekend.
That
you're plumbing, and I've got mine, Abe.
Good. I just love plumbing. No matter what, the problem with plumbing is you start at one end and you got to keep working your way back. Especially, you know, those brass. You probably have the older style, like I had over here too. I went back to the plated over brass, and no matter what you do, it's going to leak. It's going to deteriorate after a while. And in my other bathroom, I put the PVC pipe. What a pleasure. You unscrew it, you can unclog it, and it stays where you want. But the older style stuff, If once you start with the front, then you keep going back further, 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 and there's no end to the thing. You think you got one end done, and the other end doesn't work. But hey, that's fun. So, did you end up retiring already?
You are in the K2RIP group, WA2AXZ. January 1st at 4 p.m. And that's what's going to happen. I close the door and just keep on walking.
Ah, congratulations. Congratulations. Now you can do whatever you want. Let me tell you something. I think I'm working harder now that I retired than when I was working. But congratulations, and I think you put in your couple of years. And so you're taking your rigs with you, and the antenna stays or goes up at the substation?
Going to keep the antenna at the substation, man. I was talking to a couple of the guys over there. They may help me put a tailpiece down into the conference room. So at least we'll have some kind of a connection all the time down there. Right now they're painting the hallway, so I'm not going to take them away from that. But when they're done, I may just squirrel my cable downstairs. We're going to have a meeting, a face-to-face meeting on January 7th. That's a Thursday. Is it Thursday? January 7th. Either at 53rd Street or at 2 Broadway. So we're just trying to iron out where it's going to be, and we'll get the gang together there.
Ah, very nice, very nice. So, Charlie, I'm going to give it back to Net Control. I want to see, I just say hello to Charlie. I haven't spoken to him in a while, see what's going on over there. And, I guess you're still doing your satellite work.
All right, Charlie, it's all yours. YZX, come on in. WBT-YZX, Charlie, you still with us?
Whatever. And so January 1st is your last day. Wow, I love it. But let me just tell you a stupid thing I did before. You know, I've been a ham too long. Someone sent me a Christmas card, my cousin in Bay Ridge, you know, so I was sending one back. And, you know, at the end I was going to write something like, you know, take it easy. I wrote that 73 Chris kept that I ripped. So, I'm losing it.
Charlie, look at it this way. You can never lose what we never had. Charlie, are you on the 440 or the 2 meters? Because it's starting to break up again.
That
was a nice try. So Charlie, if you copy, if you can go to the other frequencies, I think you switched over to 2 meters last week and we were able to hear you. Because there seems to be a little problem in coverage. And while Charlie does that, let's pick up Andy again, KF2WR. Well, how's everything in your neck of the woods now? What, did you move anything into different locations in the shack or just to a general cleaning?
KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge.
Hey, Abe, how are you?
Long time no talk, man. Happy Hanukkah. Good to hear you in there.
Hello, Charlie, if you can hear us.
Yeah, I added an extra computer. Now I have 2 computers down here. And I got a router / switch I'm trying to hook up right now so I can have both of them simultaneously onto the into the internet here. But you know how computers work. Nothing ever works right the first time. So I'm just sitting here kicking stuff. But it's nice with the 2 computers. Not that I need 2 computers. 2 very slow old computers. But, you know, it keeps me busy. Keeps my fingers busy while I'm here. KF2WR, back over to Net Control.
Wally gave me a toy to play with. A Rig Blaster Plus. It's the Rig, the sound card interface. And it's got all sorts of little things and doodads and whatever's in it here.
I don't know how I'm going to use it just yet. I'm just reading the instructions, and I'll probably give it back to Wally and see what he wants to do with the thing.
Everyone keeps on talking about these rig blasters. The one that I was looking at when I was in Dayton wasn't this big thing. This is like maybe it's about 2 inches high, 6 inches across, and 4 inches deep. And it's got the USB and the computer cables and just mochi vented in. But they had one that looked like just a USB port and plugged into a computer. And you can actually have a whole page of anything you'd have to do with the radio on the computer screen itself. That's what I was really looking for. So we'll see what happens. If you can use this, we'll see what Wally wants to do.
You know, I got one of them here. I mean, I got the one, I ordered it for the 850. The thing is, you just plug it in, and it works. You know, it should be built by Apple, because it just worked. Yeah, I plugged it in, it worked. While the Windows box here, it was working pretty well. I think I'm going to put that back on. Going to tear into some more wires. But yeah, that rig blast is cool. And like Charlie will tell you, there's a ton of free software for that thing. Just a ton of it out there. KF2WR.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I don't have the room for the computer on the table yet. As I said, I was hoping to want a table built, put the computer and the rigs and everything all on one table and try to consolidate things. Little puppy. Can't put that on a temporary hold, but gives me more time to figure out what direction I'm going to put this thing in. All right, let's see if we can get Charlie back. WB2YZX, you still with us, Charlie?
All right, I'm on the 2 news side. Is this any better?
Ah, much better.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hadn't been using 2 meters because most of you guys were pretty much down in the mud, and now it seems the 440 side is down in the mud, and 2 meters is better, so who knows. But, at any rate, yeah, I got the rip blaster. I think it has a built-in sound card, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's really overkill. I mean, you can just get that little interface with two isolation transformers and, a tiny chip. That's as good as anything for doing digital modes. As far as what you want to do, as far as controlling the rig, from the computer, that's a different type of interface altogether. Now, I don't know, maybe the rig blaster does both. I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar with that. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
We'll have to see. What I really like, I've got the 756 Pro 2, but starting with the 756 Pro 3, they actually had a monitor interface on the back. And you can take whatever's on this color screen and blast it on any size monitor you want or project it 10 feet wide if you had to. Watching them at the just get away from something like that over here. Get away from the little screen and pop on those computer screens, like a 15-incher up there with all the information. But that'll probably be my next generation of rig when I get it. This is K2IRT with WA2AXZ tonight. Pause for a second, see if we have any additional check-ins for the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Nothing heard. We'll give it back over to Abe again. WB2BQR. You can hear Charlie now, Abe, so go at it.
All right, very good. K2IRT in the group, WB2PQR. Say hello to Andy, it's been a while. I have I have an ICOM rig also. I've used it for a while, I just put it away, I had another thing. I have the 775. Now, at one of the ham fests, I picked up the disc that will make a USB. I had the the cable also, they'll make a, any ICOM rig work with a USB, and then you can pick up the software for it, which is probably downloaded from anywhere. I wanted to try that one these days. Too many other little projects going on. Is that what you're talking about, Lobby?
USL on that. But again, the newer rigs, the Pro 3s and whatever they had over the past couple of years, have all the ports ready for it. This only has like a little banana plug jack, a mini banana plug, and it's a remote jack. And you've got to plug the interface into that, and then the interface takes it from there. You don't really get the full picture of what was on the screen on the older rig.
Okay, but the thing that I have is a, one end is a, like a three-prong, the old stereo plug or whatever it is that would fit into the 775, and the other end is a USB port that just plugs into the USB on the computer, and the software that goes with it.
Maybe then. This may have it too. I haven't really taken it much further out of the box than some of the instruction books, because I've been running ragged the past couple of days. So I'd have to see what's really in this thing. I was trying to just get it dedicated to one screen. I hate to fire everything up into this new computer I have and get on it for the rig. I'll just look at that little screen on the rig.
Okay, if you're talking about the rig blaster won't work. The rig blaster is just for software. For digital modes, you need a separate thing for use an IV, one IBS or whatever they call it, the plug for the back of the rig controller.
I keep saying that to myself over and over, but Abe, you know the difference, right?
I just got the end of it. I got a rig blaster also. I won it in a contest. I went out at a flea market. I was going to put it up for sale and on eBay. Never got around to it. Still sitting in the box. But there's so many other things. In fact, I picked up a couple of the little, what Charlie was saying, the little adapters that it goes into the back of the rig. The microphone goes into it. It's got little dip switches that you can use the mic, it'll switch any mics and what have you. And also the first half of your transmission, there was negative copy on it.
Alright, well, there's a few things going on the repeat of the past couple of weeks, and I know my rig has been putting out, so sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't get over to the repeater. Well, we'll play around with it. It's just another mode that I'm going to get poking around into. I'll meet Charlie up on 20 meters in the gang on PSK and the Hatchenweiler, the Kamikaze, whatever. I don't know. Let's give it up to Handy before I get into too much trouble. KF2WRWA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ. And the K2IRT group, KF2WR here. Yeah, Bobby, you got the perfect computer down there for, what's that mole? Hell subscriber, I think Charlie calls that. You got a really good computer. Not that you need high horsepower for any of this stuff. It's not really very fast stuff, so it's, you don't need the high horsepower, but you definitely got a good computer and a rig to experiment with. And it's going to be a long winter. You might have some fun with it. KF2WR.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just very pleased, more than anyone can tell you, that the Windows 7 lived up to its name and it put the Windows Vista to bed. Windows Vista is dead. Long live Windows 7. This 7 actually took the older program, sucked it right into the computer, and the computer is more than happy to run it. And the good people at HP, I picked up that brand new scanner printer, the office model here, the 8500 wireless, and I took it out of the box, and of course they had it emblazoned on the side of the box. Windows 7 capable. Well, it was Windows 7 capable with one tiny little problem, though. They didn't have the drivers yet when they put it in the box. So they finally mailed me the driver disk. I put it in the computer, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. So pretty much I'm mirroring everything I did at 53rd Street back here at the house now. So I've got all my toys together. I'll probably do a final backup next week and give Vinny one of the hard drives and let him have fun with it. Whatever he wants to do, let him do it. And I'm actually moving that computer to the museum. Computer, the scanner, and the printer. I'm going to pick up lock, stock, and barrel up to 2 Broadway and get it set up over there. So, let's give it back to Charlie one more time. WB2YZX, you got the K2IRT group.
Hello, WA2AX, and the gang, WB2YZX. Yeah, what you're referring to, Abe, as far as controlling your rig itself is a CIV interface, or CAT interface, they also call it. And that interface is usually specific to each type of rig. So the ICOM rig, you have to buy an ICOM interface, and Yaesu will be another one. And they're fairly cheap, though. And the Hellslider, that's what you guys think of. I don't know how you got Kamikaze out of that, but maybe that's a brand new mode I haven't heard yet. But, I like a Hellslider, by the way, is a fun mode. And I do like PSK. The Olivia mode is fantastic. There's MT63 and a bunch of others that are not all that popular, but half the battle's going what they sound like. But you get a few of these digital modes, they sound similar, so you're not really sure what you're listening to. But it's fun anyway. Because I don't really care if it's better than, it's given my kind of situation, I got to kind of, I really can't compete too much on sideband. But the digital modes are, they do pretty well, even with a crummy antenna system like I have here. So, blah, blah, blah. That's enough out of you. Back to you, Bobby.
All right. WB2YZX from the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ here. I'll be experimenting as time goes on. Got a lot of work to do over at the museum, and tomorrow I'm going to be spending all day at Pickin Yard. Got a lot of people after me to get these machines finished. I finished that small little Edison Dynamo about 2 weeks ago. I've got the publisher of the IEEE Power magazine on my back to write a few ongoing articles of anywhere up to 4,000 words on the restoration effort. So, as I said, the more I try to rest, the more I find I'm doing. So I'll go to Pickin Yard, spend most of the day there beating it with a stick and seeing what I can do to make it do, and like everything else, I'll write about it. I keep telling everybody I have my BS and BS, so it must have taken hold somewhere. The other thing is that, next Thursday is going to be Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whatever the case may be. We're not going to do anything on the radio. Everyone's going to be running around, and I just wish everybody all the best. Hanukkah, it doesn't matter. But when anyone says happy holidays, I don't know, I get upset. All right, let's give it back up to Andy one more time. K2WR, WA2AX.
WA2AXZ, K2IRT, KF2WR. Yeah, Merry Christmas is what it is, and I really enjoyed that thing you sent out from, Ben Stein, where he says he's Jewish, but he's not offended if he sees a manger scene. This is like, I'm not offended if I see a menorah anywhere, I'm of the school of live and let live. That's what it's all about. And, yeah, I got really cold this morning. Just to change the subject there a little, I was quite surprised when I went out this morning. Looks like we're in for a pretty tough week here. You're going to be sliding all around. KF2WR. KWR.
I want to see at least 2 feet of snow so I can finally put my little Tonka truck into super low four-wheel drive and play around. I don't get a chance to play around with it very much, but when I do, oh, I'm all over the place. That's what to do. That's what to do. I got to tell you guys, I've got to take a quick run downstairs and check on the dog, because he's suspiciously too quiet. So I'm going to give it over to Abe, WB2PQR, and then Abe, give it right back up to Charlie, and I'll be right back.
Okay, very good. Very good. WA2AXZ, WB2PQR in a group, courtesy of K2IRT Repeater Club and the repeater owners. And, Andy, I know exactly what you're talking about. Political correctness is getting out of hand. That's a topic unto itself. I enjoy the holidays, no matter what religion you are, and I think that's the way it should be. When you're talking about that, you know, everybody says, my God is better, but there's only one God, and he's only one guy, and you're all praying to him. I'll leave it at that. And, Charlie, you know, I'm talking, I can hear you on the input, so are you in Staten Island right now?
Yes, I am, in South Beach.
Okay, because I don't copy you on the input, which means that the band is open, but see, maybe that's where the intermod is coming from. Very good. Yeah, that CIV converter, if Lobby is interested, you know, I got it here. I haven't used it. If he's willing to try and play with it, he's welcome to it. I got so much junk here. I just started cleaning the basement in between my other endeavors here. So, let's let it drop for a second, and I'll give it over to... And you can pass it around. WB2YZX and the group, WB2PQR. Also, that Hellscriber is interesting because it was originally used in Germany by the Germans in World War II. So, pick it up.
WB2PQR, WB2YZX. Yeah, that's a fun mode wipe, by the way, that Hellscriber. I mean, it's not really a digital mode either. I think it's probably closer to fax, if anything else. It just kind of paints letters on the screen. It used to be used by the Germans. They used to print out on paper tape. But it is a lot of fun. It's not like the other digital modes like RIDI or something. If the signal is weak, you'll just get a lot of random characters. With Hellscriber, if you get a good signal, you have a lot of contrast. The letters will be very heavily black on a white background. And as the signal becomes weak, you won't get those random characters. It'll be like looking at a bad toner cartridge on a printer. That's the best way I can describe it. And you don't get that contrast. So you got to kind of squint sometimes to see what is being typed. But there's no other mode like it. It's a lot of fun to play with these things. And yet I agree with you about the political correctness. I mean, it's got so far out of hand. But as you say, that's a topic unto itself. We could go on all night about that. So I'll see if Lobby's back. If not, you can pick it up, Andy.
Yeah, Lobby's back, and I'm happy to say the little puppy is snoring away. So as long as he snores away, I'm free for just a little bit. But if you happen to hear the hound in the background, boo! That's the little guy waking up saying, hey, somebody pay attention to me. All right. I don't know what the guys are talking about here. We're going to be delving into ham radio a little bit more. The guys up in Massachusetts and Vermont on the 72 True are waiting for me to take over some of the work on the 72 True for coordinating the MC Husband and the like. Love to get a couple more of the guys from K2IRT involved. Wally gets on from time to time, and Andy, you got to get you on 40 meters on Saturday at least, and you'll have a lot of fun then. And of course, we're doing tremendous amount of 160 work. People were coming out of the woodwork on 160. There was a time where, you know, a few people can actually get up there, but they're kind of more and more getting on that band. And hearing the guys have been going to the QSP books, and they've been making these 43-foot verticals with monstrous loading coils. I've seen some pictures of them. They're the size of paint cans. And they're able to get on 160 without a problem. So we'll try to get a few guys on there. We'll try to open up 160 for field day again this year. We've got a whole backyard, and I'm going to try to run a nice wire back there and get that thing wired up. We're going to be talking this coming January on what we really want to do. Don't know if we're going to bring the beam over there. Well, the beam can be assembled anywhere, but we may just try something simple like the wire beams, dipoles, whatever else we have to do, just to get on the air and see how far we get. I was going to throw a question to Andy while he was out there with all this insanity going on with the MTA. When you as time goes on, keep an ear out for what's going on with this rebuilding of Hamels. Seeing that the funding is going out the window on many projects, we may very well hear one day that Hamels is going to be deferred another couple of years. All right, Andy, up to you, KF2WR. You got the K2IRT group.
K2IRT group, KF2WR. Yeah, you know, I think they would love nothing better than to defer doing that work out there on Hamels, on our beloved home-based substation. But as we know, being out there, I don't think those curtain walls are going to be up much longer. In fact, this winter is really going to be trying for that one wall that faces the track. If we get the correct conditions with a couple of rain and freeze, freeze and thaw cycles, I think that might be curtains for the curtain wall. So they might be forced into, might force their hand into doing it. It would actually make it sooner than later if that were to happen. So we're just going to see how it goes. But I will keep my nose to the stone on that, and all about other events I'll be filling you in on as time goes on. KS2WR, back to net control.
All right, Andy. KF2WR and the K2IRT group. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, God only knows what it's going to bring. All the horror stories we're hearing. We got a couple of guys in the form of Jimmy and myself and Mike that are just a little bit happy that we are going when we're going, because, oh, God, you know, if they threaten and do what they're threatening on doing, you're going to see a lot of guys running for the door. And it's a shame, too. All right, let's give it back to Abe one more time. WB2BQR. Other than doing the kitchen and the bathroom there, you have any radio projects you've been working on, Abe?
Well, projects? Yeah, I'm building a poop tester. I've got other testers, but I'm building one from scratch. Believe it or not, I started building it. I got the chassis. I started. I got a variac going to a 110 volt 12 volt transformer, so I can regulate the filament voltage. Right now, I'm working on a 723 IC chip to regulate the negative voltage to the grids of the tubes. And then I'm going to decide if I'm going to resurrect a high voltage power supply, or I'll just make a voltage doubler to give me the voltage I need. Basically, I'm just going to use it for 6SN7s, 12SN7s, 12AX7s, 12ETs, and a little, you know, just check them out and go back to my youth. And play around with that just to see, get back into the quote-unquote hollow state. I find that very intriguing. And, at least you can do some work on that other than building, small 7 seconds back to the it's got some oomph to it. So that's what I'm doing. I got it about 3/4. That's my project, and one of these days I'll get on the air again, get my antennas up, and looking around for another car. There's always something to do. In fact, I go to my daughter out on the island, and I check radios for my son-in-law, who puts the stuff up on eBay. So I check out car radios and DVDs and all kinds of garbage like that. So those are my projects. Let me let it drop. It's never a dull moment. There's always something going on, always something doing. So those are my projects working. It's been sitting downstairs, and I've also cleaned up trying to clean up my basement a little bit. Lobby or anybody else, if they need any parts or anything, just give me a shout. I can take a look if I have it. You're more than welcome to it. And Charlie, the CIV converter is exactly what it is. It's a level converter. And Lobby, yes, the CIV is what you need to convert the programs to control your rig. And also the other thing you have is the Rig Blaster is for the other digital modes. Okay, so I'll give it back to you, and I guess the doggy is quiet, and you can pass it around. WP2PQR in the group, pass it over to WA2AXZ, and go ahead.
Hey, WB2PQR and WA2AXZ with K2IRT group there. Well, definitely, we're always in the market for parts, especially the things we can put together for field day, so we definitely have to get together with you and Bruce for that matter. Bruce has a garage full of stuff for us, and that's one of the times where we'd have to use Andy's pickup truck, because the last time I went to Bruce's house, I wound up with a 30-foot tower on the roof of the truck, and every square inch of the truck filled beyond capacity. I sent something out to the gang, and Abe, if you can email me one day at my call letters at ARRL, I'll send this little warning triangle to you. One of my friends on 160, KB3IFH, sent it to me. And I'm just going to take a few seconds to read it, because I know Charlie loved it. Charlie wanted to laminate his. All right, let me drop it out, and I'll start. This is one of those yellow warning signs, the triangular warning sign. And it says, notice to all visitors, what you are about to witness is an amateur radio station licensed by the Federal Communications in Washington, D.C. Before you ask the questions, here are the answers. The total cost of this equipment cannot be discussed here, as it creates marital conflict. No, we cannot send a message to your brother in Hong Kong. We suggest that you call Western Union. This is strictly a hobby. We do not have the facilities or the time to fool around with TV sets, radio, or hi-fi. We suggest you see a serviceman. Yes, the antenna in the backyard is the essential part of the operation of the equipment. And the cards on my wall are called QSL cards. They are confirmation of contacts made with other stations. It is technically impossible for the station's equipment to interfere with television reception, telephones, or stereo systems. Any interference problems of that nature are caused by design flaws in the home entertainment devices themselves. Let me just drop it out. An amateur radio station may only be operated by highly qualified, technically skilled electronics experts. It takes dedication, training, and intelligence to reach the level of the competence that justifies one to be licensed by the United States federal government. Therefore, it is not considered inappropriate to show proper awe, respect, and general ubiquitous when I discuss my hobby or operate the controls. Furthermore, if you are granted the extreme honor of being invited to speak into the microphone, please observe the following rules. Speak in a low and soothing tone. Do not disagree with me. Say no bad words or tell no color jokes. And it is customary for the guest to make complimentary remark about the station and its licensed operator when talking to other hands on the air. And in capital letters, do not touch anything. Don't turn any knobs or sit on equipment. I've lost several visitors by electrocution in the past few years. All right, back to you, Charlie. WB2YZX, K2IRT.
I forgot the very top. I did last night, but, yes, the input and you too, Lobiak. I've never picked you guys up on the input before. That was strange. I haven't done anything by antenna, but whatever. So, back to you, Lobiak.
Hey, Chuck. Again, there's Pex in the K2IRT group there. Yeah, by the way, guys, I was working with Louis Rosario in the office. And you saw that little thing that fits on an 8x11 card? I had Louie make me 3 2-foot-wide triangles. So if any one of you guys want that large triangle with the warning for the door of your radio shack, just give me a shout and I'll laminate a big copy on the print laminator there. Let's go up to Andy, KF2WR, and the K2IRT group.
KWR here in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Yeah, that thing is really cute, you know. I have the original one here from the Cushcraft antennas used to package one. Very similar to that. And it said, I can handle emergency communications, personal communications. I create goodwill and diplomacy. I did a lot, so don't give me any static about how messy this place is. Cushcraft antennas. I got that a very old antenna, I unpacked once, but yeah, I love those things. That would look really sharp on the door, though. KF2WR, back over to next control. Check in.
This is KB2BEQ checking in to the K2RT. I've been listening for about 10 minutes, so I'm pretty much up on the caution sign. And I wanted to say hello to you, Lobi, Andy, Abe, and Charlie. If there's anyone else out there, hello to you, too. This is KB2, the EQ, back over to the net control, WA2AX, and K2RT bunch.
Well, evening, Val. Welcome to the group again, KB2, the EQ, and the K2IRT group there. Yeah, we're just having a general chat, typical rag true, the way we always do. And you got anything good going on your side there? Everybody getting ready for the holiday?
Yeah, I spent the day roaming around the city, taking my wife here, there, and picking up a few things. Tickets for the Lion King and a couple of other stores. She had to make her runs. And then I have to get back and start packing suitcases to go pick up my daughter down at the University of Maryland. Or at least unpack her dorm, because she'll be away for about, I guess it's maybe 5 or 6 week break. And she's not coming home immediately. She wants to hang out with her friends in, I've forgotten the name of the place, Oceanside, Maryland. One of her friends have a cabin near the ocean there. And she'll be along in a few days, probably Sunday, but I have to go load up the Pathfinder and bring everything back. So that's my mission for tomorrow. And not quite looking forward to it, but those things have to happen, you know. And the puppy is doing fine over here. And how about yours, KB2VQ?
Okay, now KB2VQ and the K2IRT group, WA2AXE. My puppy is a pooped puppy right now.
had one heck of a big day today. I brought him again into 53rd Street, and everything stopped because everybody wanted to talk to the dog and pet the dog and play with the dog. And he was in a vet's office today, and he took over the office. As a matter of fact, Lee Lamb was funny as all heck. He's on the floor talking Chinese to the dog, and the dog is looking, you know, his eyes are wide open and his head is turning as though he understands what he was saying. But he had a big day there, and I brought him home, fed him a little bit, and now he's just snoring away. I think they wore the little guy out. And I was just reading in the book here, they're talking about training and behavior of basset hounds. And you have an optimum opportunity to socialize your dog with people and animals between the ages of 8 and 14 weeks. Well, I can tell you, over the past week, not only has he seen more than 200 people on the SO floor, but he's been playing with boxers, he's been playing with Pekingese, cats. he's out in front of the house there, he had a collie, nose to nose. So he's really getting his feet wet into what it's like to be a basset hound over here. Back to you, Val. Understand. Well, my little moth poo gained a little weight. He's now 2 pounds and 6 ounces. So he's really getting up there. And he had his final shot, and in 2 more days he can go outside. So we're looking forward to that, taking him for a walk. And my daughter's been shopping for little jackets to put on him. So I think that would, because he's got a lot of energy, and he'll be fine after I take him for some walks and kind of slow him down. He's resting right now, but he's full of energy, full of energy. So we're having fun. And looking forward to the holidays and then vacation. So all of that's happening within the next few days. I'll turn it back over to you, W2AC, KB2VQ.
Oh, well, as I said, half the fun is just letting these little guys grow up and they become part of the family. And we'll see what happens. I have been taking them out in the Jeep a lot. I gave them a cushioned seat next to mine. I was joking with the guys long before I even knew I was going to have a dog. And I was saying, well, you know what's going to happen with me now is I'm going to have the dog driving in the Jeep, and I'm going to be talking to the dog, and the dog is going to be talking back to me. I'll be asking him, well, what do you want to do today? And the dog will probably look at me and go, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But he's well traveled. He's getting well adjusted into what he's going to be getting into for the next 10, 15 years. And it's fun. It's fun. Chance to have something around here, play with him. And, aside from ham radio, of course. The other night he was up here and he's sleeping under the radio shack, right by my feet. So he's very comfortable with ham radio. One day I'll actually get him to speak. All right, guys, getting close to the top of the hour. Let's go to Abe one more time. WB2PQR. Come on in, Abe. How you doing?
Okay, let me say hello to Val and everybody else. Now I'm gonna bow out. Got a couple of things I gotta take care of here. In fact, I gotta go down to the basement, take out the laundry from the dryer, bring it up. So I'll send it back to you, Lauby, and tie it up, and I'm just gonna go QRT for now, and as always, enjoy it. Maybe one of these days, we can get together after your holiday. We can get a couple of the other TA workers who have nothing to do and go have some coffee or something in the morning. So, WA2Y, no, that's Charlie. WA2AXZ and the group, WB2PQR.
Dave, look, to you and the whole family there, all the best the holiday has to give you, and the happiest and healthiest of the new year there. That's the best anyone can wish.
pray that 2010 is a heck of a lot better than 2009. They got their teeth kicked in, and about time to recover, and let's start looking towards the betterment. So with that, Abe, you have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you on the air. I always have this thing on. If you happen, but my tongue is falling out. If you happen to be out there, I'll just give a shout, and I'll probably come back. Well, let's chase up to Andy now, KF2WR, in the foreign country of New Jersey.
All right, everybody, I'll make this the 73 round. This is Andy, KF2WR, here on Woodbridge. And, hey, Val, good to hear you, man, and good luck on, sounds like you got a new addition there, too. Both pounds of them, that's pretty cute. The little dogs are a bull. And with that, I'll say 73's all around, and if we don't get a chance to do this again, before we all celebrate, whatever it takes to do to celebrate, everybody please be safe this season, all right? We need you all back here for field days to come. KF2WR, 73's all around. Take care, guys.
All right, Andy, you have a great night. And Val is out there. 160 meters is alive and well. Tom and the gang are out there, and they got pretty good signal, surprisingly. So, Andy, we'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be a picking yard all day, so if anything comes up between you and Mike, give me a shout out there. I'll come to the house and get a machine with a stick. Let's go up to Charlie now, WB2YZX.
All right, very good. Nothing else on this end. We'll have a nice Christmas party tomorrow night. Invited by one of my contractors, and it's right in the neighborhood of the Broadway, so that should be nice. And other than that, not much else. Have a good holiday, everybody. And there's a satellite approaching. I think I'm going to see if I can make a few so clear. So, good night, all. WB2YZX is clear.
Charlie, go catch that satellite, and you have yourself a good weekend there, and enjoy the party. This is the season for enjoying it. Hey, Val, it's all up to you.
Oh, thank you, guys, each and every one of you out there. Wish you happy holidays, and God bless. I'll say 73 for now, and hope to see you or hear from you in the next 7 days or so, and looking forward to the new year, and our meeting, I think you said, on the 7th. Okay. 7-3s, and God bless. Take 2B.
2-2-C-M-A. Repeat. T-L. 1-14-8.
I remember Peter do his thing there. Yeah, we're going to have the meeting on the 7th. We're just talking now with Wally whether it's going to be a 2 Broadway or the control center. What I'm trying to do is trying to get the guys together, rather than, you know, it's nice to have a nice chat, but I'm trying to get some hands-on stuff done for the field day. If we do continue over a broad channel, we're going to start working in earnest, getting the antennas done before March. This way we'll have no rushing again. Val, again, to you and the family, and to everybody on frequency, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. The happiest of New Year's. We'll throw Kwanzaa, Solstice, whatever you'd like to call it. Everyone be good and be safe, and we're always thinking of you. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. We're the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Again, we meet here every Thursday night for an hour for a general chat about anything that goes on the table. You can find more information on the crew. Checking out K2IRT on the Tours webpage or K2IRT.org, and we have a webpage with some information about the group. That's it, guys. Be safe and be happy. This is WA2AXZ. QSYing up, or is that down? Must be down to 160.